Welcome to Hands at the Table. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bramhall. Alongside fellow massage therapist, Boris Aranyi, this podcast shows massage therapists how powerful our profession can be. We believe that as a craft and as a profession, massage therapy is only limited by a therapist's imagination and willingness to put in the work. By sharing what we're learning, what we're working on, and what's captured our interest, we hope to broaden your perspective, inspire you to set your standard high, and invest in your craft. Thank you for joining us.
Hello all, welcome back to Hands at the Table again. And guess what? We're finally together with Jeff again. Look at us, it's awesome. It's been a long while since we had an episode together. So finally our good conversations and our brainstorming and rabbit hole slides are back into the picture. So I'm really excited about that. And we had a little time to catch up with each other, so that's very good. And just even connecting through the Zoom, it's also already like energizing. So it's gonna be a fun one. So the first one that we're gonna do today, and actually the next one is gonna be next week. So, but it's this first one for us when we record two in a row, is gonna be about, Jeff is doing a class with Teal Lukau. If you guys ever heard about him, he has a podcast with Whitney Lowe, and he's very much into the orthopedic and advanced manual therapy and massage therapy world. So Jeff chose one of his classes to do this time, and I have a bunch of questions on why and how is the class and all that. So we're going to jump into that, and then we're going to follow up with what type of techniques he learned, what type of results that he's been getting with it. And overall, like, how is that class ranks up with all the other studies that we have been doing, and how would we rate that? Maybe next time we come up with a rating system or something. Well, I guess that's in the future. But now, so let's start with that. Like, how did you, why this class, and how did you find it, and how did you pick this one?
Awesome. Yeah. So I have been, so the class that I'm taking is one of the CAMT, that's the advanced trainings certification. Like, if you do their whole thing, it's the, you get the certification of CAMT, certified advanced technical, advanced trainings, certified something, manual therapist. I don't know. I'm not there. I'm in the first course, and I'm only taking the first course at this point. But I was exposed to Till through his podcast, The Thinking Practitioner, the one he does with Whitney Lowe. Like, on one hand was kind of drawn in, and on the other hand was actually kind of felt a little bit like indifferent towards him. I was like, just kind of thought that it was like, I thought that he was thinking differently than I was interested in learning from. And where it was like very much, you know, a lot of this was about like, about the techniques and about what's like, you know, what's been backed by studies. And it was like very nerdy in a way that I was like, that I'm either all the way in or all the way out of, I think, if that makes sense, where it's like, if I'm in the right mood, I am like, I'll devour it. Plus I'll devour the citations. And if I'm not in the right mood, I'll just be like, I don't want to hear this at all. So that was how I was kind of like, that's how Till came onto my radar. And another local massage therapist, a guy by the name of Derek Campbell, who runs Body Zen Muscular Therapy, he was one of my classmates in massage school. Really great guy, really good massage therapist, who had a pretty bad injury. Maybe 3 years ago, broke his wrist and was like completely taken out of doing the work that he cared about so much for, I want to say he was out for like 6 or 8 months, like a pretty significant time away from the practice. And one of the things that he did in that time that he was coming back was like, well, how do I do this? And how do I come back to massage therapy in a way that is going to conserve my own energy, and also put me in a position where I can continue, where I can make a living that's gonna endure. And he had discovered Till's classes, had taken a couple of them, and we were talking, I think this is about a year ago now, just after he opened his new practice last August. Like, he and I opened practices around the same time. And I had gone in and he was like, oh, I got to show you some of this cool new stuff I learned. And he was practicing some neck stuff and some shoulder stuff on me that like felt wonderful. And it was very easy work. Like, I could tell that he wasn't putting a lot of effort into it. Or he was putting a lot of effort, but he wasn't putting a lot of muscle into it. Mm-hmm. But I was feeling really good about it. So he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I learned this stuff from Till, and he showed me a couple of things. I borrowed those, started using those a little bit, and I was like, this is kind of neat. These work pretty well. These are good, like, back pocket kind of things for me when I'm running into something I can't figure out with my own lens. And maybe 2 months ago, there was an episode of The Thinking Practitioner where they were talking about feet, I think. Probably talking about feet. I'll listen to anything that they're doing with stuff about feet. And I heard the way that, and there was just something about the way that Till was talking about the feet that I was just like, that I just latched onto. And it's like the way that he talked about the foot as a proprioceptive tool, or they were talking about, he was talking about proprioception, interoception, and exteroception. And he was talking about I think he was talking about the foot specifically as like, it helps, it determines where it can, it show it, it like it acts on the world, and it gives a ton of feedback from the world. Like, it's how important it is there. A few weeks ago, I did a solo episode it was pretty much about that. And I just like, I heard that and was like, man, I got to dig in. And he was starting up one of his live online courses, the principal leg course, like the following week. And I texted Derek, said I was thinking about signing up, and he called me immediately after I sent that text and said, like, look, if you do this, like, I would be so, like, if you do this, like, we can practice on each other. Like, this would be awesome. I think you'll love this stuff. You'll love how he's teaching. And like, no one around here does any, like, right now I'm the only person in like this part of the state that's taken any of his courses. And I was like, well, that's cool. And and Derek has found, and so that was that cinched it for me. And so that's how I found out about it and how I ended up with it. And actually, I'm going to share one of Derek's things. And I'm going to. Since he started working doing advanced training stuff, since he's been working doing a lot of his work based on Till's work, and this is one of the things that I found incredibly resonant when I listened to Till talk about what his objectives are, what the like treatment goals are, is that they're not about changing somebody, they're about affecting someone's nervous system and their nervous and encouraging their nervous system to change through their own movement and their own voluntary actions. Which I thought was like really like as a principle is like a, that's like the same principles that you and I have talked about for like since day one on this. But then I was talking to Derek about this, and he was saying that he was getting a lot. He's pretty much filled his books working with people who have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, like,
oh wow,
like the hyper, like hyper, which yeah. characterized hyper,
hypermobility,
like hypermobile joints. A lot of dancers, a lot of gymnasts have that, and they end up like with pretty catastrophic injuries. But one of the problems that people end up having is that their joints are so lax that traditional massage therapy work, which is, you know, kind of like pushing on a muscle until it gives up, end up with them feeling good immediately once they get off the table and then feeling horrible afterwards because their muscles are essentially holding their body in place in space. And so they're like, they lose their stability by losing this muscle tone. And the way that Till's work as applied by Derek, who's just like got a really wonderful energy about him anyway, like people are coming away from, like, people are coming out of sessions with him, and they're like, they're people who have, like, you know, who've never felt good coming out of a massage, but have always gotten massage because they were athletes at some level, primarily as dancers. They're coming out of sessions with Derek feeling amazing and not getting hurt. So, like, that, wow. When Derek told me that story, the story about that, I'm like, oh my God, this is really, it's really, really cool. It's like, because it is genuinely encouraging somebody to somebody's body to, like, take care of itself. I was just, this is such a cool story, the way that he explained it and everything. It was just really, really amazing.
That's awesome. And that's a very surprising result also. So that's really cool. Yeah.
And I think it's because, like, if we have the I'd say almost like a straight ahead view of massage therapy, where, like, we are trying to calm someone's nervous system down, and that means relieving muscle tone, right? Like, we're calming a nervous system down, and that is, like, specifically reducing muscle tone. And the more muscle tone that's reduced, the that is our indicator. That's our, like, mental indicator of how downregulated the nervous system is, and thus how successful we are as a massage therapist. And, like, what I've seen in Till's class, what I've heard in Derek's stories, what I've seen in my own practice using some of these techniques, is that, holy crap, the answer isn't, like, how soft does this get? Like, it actually doesn't, like, it doesn't need to be, it cannot be soft and get a huge result. That thing is really, really cool. And ultimately, like, the work ends up being a lot easier on the practitioner, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good for longevity of your career. Yeah, that's very good and very useful.
I think Till's been doing this stuff for like 40 years. Like, it's been around him. He's been around a minute, and he's it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And how is the, so you mentioned it's like an online live seminar, so it's like live classes streamed, or how is it the class build up itself?
Yeah, this is one of the places where I think that they designed an online course around, really and truly around, a manual therapist coming out feeling confident in what they're in, actually using the techniques. Which is, I think is noteworthy. So the structure of the course is first, the kind of the keystones are four presentations online, like live online plus recordings, one every other week. So over the course, there's one on weeks 1, 3, 5, and 7 of the class. And those are, One thing he does that's pretty cool, because he serves people globally, is that he does two of those each day. So he does one at 2 o'clock Eastern, and then one at 7 o'clock Eastern. So you can get people. So that way you can actually, if you're in Europe, there's a convenient time, but also if you're in Tokyo, there's a convenient time, because I've been on calls with people in Europe and in Tokyo, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So there's that lot, and then obviously recordings are available. So, like, part number one is that's kind of the cornerstone. Like, if you do nothing else, this is the thing that you probably are doing. It is accompanied by his advanced trainings manual, like volume one of his book. So there's a book with background reading to do. Each week there's also a techniques video, and the techniques are all built around one specific kind of outcome. So there's four sequences. I think there's probably going to end up being like five sequences, but there's the A sequence, which is the, like, sequence A is, foot and lower leg. Sequence B is the knee. Sequence C is around the hip. Then there's a Z sequence that's all based on, like a squat test. So there are technique videos. There's a technique video that's just a recording from a live seminar that he did, which are really well produced and very, like, they're great to learn from. So those are, that's part three. Part four is small group discussions, which advanced training, which you sign up for. It's not like there's also discussion groups as well, but there's a in the week after the presentation, you sign up for a small group. So I think those have been about I haven't been in a group of more than 12 people. A bunch of different members of the advanced training faculty are running those groups, and it's like a 75 minute walkthrough of the techniques, which are all based around Q&A and then visuals. So the instructor will have Larry Cahia, I think his name is, I went to one last week, and Larry had, you know, he had the regular front facing camera, and then he had a camera trained on his demo table, and he had two skeletal models on his demo table where he was like, he would actually show the way that the technique would work and how we would and then, you know, and one of the things that they did that I appreciate a lot is they would say, we've got 75 minutes and we've got 10 techniques to go through. So we got about 7 minutes, like about six, seven minutes that we can spend on each technique in order for us to get through it. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to like really make sure that we get through the information without getting bogged down. And I think I appreciate that a lot. And they've actually done it really well, which is like, they've not only said they were going to do it, but actually followed through. So that's been really impressive.
Yeah.
And then the last component is not the last. There's two more components of the course. One is the discussion groups, which are like very small groups that are self-organized, which is similar to what the small groups that we were in Connor's Pinnacle Performance class. Meet about as frequently. Like there's no, like I haven't actually met with my small group has not actually met, which is not great, but not the worst. And then the last thing is they have practice periods, which there's a little bit of an extra charge for them. It's like $12 or something like that. If you want to use the class towards the CAMT certification, then you need to sign up for these. But these are cool because it's, again, small group, like not more than eight people and an instructor. And it's like you show up and you bring a person and you put your camera facing you working on the person, and you'll actually, and the instructor will watch you go through each technique and give you positioning feedback. Like, you know, positioning feedback and all of these, like all those things that you get in a classroom setting.
Yeah.
But I genuinely think they said, hey, we have a very high standard for what we create. How do we maintain that standard in a new environment?
Yeah. And make sure that people who come out of that class have that standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was there's a lot to it, but it's really, really cool. I've just been really impressed as somebody who's made online courses and made live courses for a living in the past. Seeing it done well is really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And then, so these, like the groups, like, is it on Zoom, or do you guys have like a good chat going on, or what's the platform generally?
It's on Zoom,
like all kinds. Okay.
Zoom is the place that all the meetings take place on Zoom, all the meetings take place on Zoom, and there's a Facebook group, which it's a Facebook group, so I'm not spending any time in it.
Yeah.
So that's like, if there is one place that I think that I think could be better. I think I enjoyed having that Slack group and Connor's thing. I thought that was really helpful.
Yeah.
But they also have a learning management system, learning management software on the Advanced Trainings website that's very, very well built out. Like even if you sign up for one of their free webinars, like you can see their whole course offering and then you kind of dive in. Like anything that you've ever done with Advanced Trainings is all in the same place, which I think is a huge benefit. And the other thing they do is like with each section, they have a handout and their handouts are very, very well done. One of the things that I really enjoy is that they kind of have three for every technique. They have like three. Each technique has one of three objectives. They're either going to be a palpation. It's about palpation. It's about differentiation, mm-hmm. or it's about integration. And each one says like there's one, mm-hmm. like the first technique on the first lecture is called a rolling pin technique, which is just a medial and lateral rolling of the foot, having somebody supine and rolling their foot, rolling the medial and lateral arches over one another, mm-hmm. pronation, mm-hmm. supination of the foot. And that is a palpation, mm-hmm. a palpation tool. It's like you're feeling for differentiation. You're feeling for space.
Okay.
And I find that that's really helpful. That's actually been really helpful for me in like not using the whole technique set, but being like, oh, what's the, mm-hmm. where is there a deficit? Like mm-hmm. what does this person not have? Do they not have do they not have differentiation between a functional sense of differentiation between their adductor and their hamstring? Mm-hmm. And then if we can facilitate that, what changes? And that's the process of inquiry. That's the thing that like, mm-hmm. I just latch, like whenever I hear someone doing that, I just latch on. I'm like, all right, cool. We're going like, like even if your techniques are garbage, like it doesn't matter because your approach will actually cover for garbage technique because you're actually giving somebody the right thing. And it turns out everything kind of works.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it is a concept and a approach for sure. So yeah, that's awesome. So you're taking you said it's the lower limb.
Yeah.
So it's leg, knee, foot
is how they describe it.
Yeah. So, and then how about the technique? So as you mentioned now, like the palpation, differentiation and integration,
mm-hmm.
what are the techniques? Is it like orthopedic more, or is it mobilizations, or is it active, passive techniques? Like what's, because it's still a massage. Is he coming from the massage therapy world? Or is he a physical therapist, or
he's coming from the massage therapy
or all of the above?
He's coming from the massage therapy world, but he's also he's like very broadly informed. So some of it is mobilization. Some of it is actually like, mm-hmm. some of it's mobilization. Some of it is like active differentiation work. Some of it is passive work. Mm-hmm. A lot of the techniques will involve, like, you know, you can do it, you can just do this, or you can have somebody flex and extend their ankle while you're doing this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of feeling into places that I don't think a lot of people get, I don't think we spend a lot of time with. Like one of the things I found personally really, really kind of revelatory in the first session was, or in the second session was feeling into the meniscus. Right. Working on a knee, you bend the knee up and you're just like using your thumbs to just feel into the space between the mm-hmm. femur and the tibia, and like, mm-hmm. like working your way around and then starting to feel the glide of the, you know, the glide between the tibia and between the tibia and the femur, and you start to like actually feel the mobility in the joints, like kind of let, mm-hmm. like feeling the cruciate ligaments mm-hmm, and feeling mm-hmm. them kind of,
ooh,
feeling
wow.
them kind of pull as you kind of like pull, push and twist, and with these really subtle movements, but, and like very kind of not a lot of effort, and it's just mm-hmm. really nice. just like, that's the thing, is like, it just feels like I'm doing these things on myself and I'm like, this just feels really, really nice.
Yeah.
So it's like, and so, and I think I think something that I have appreciated, or something that I have appreciated, is that Till doesn't shy away from saying that something just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something I've kind of missed with some other, mm-hmm. with some other trainings that I've done and that we've done. It's like, we're so focused on like, ah, oh, this is going to get their performance so good.
Yeah.
And the evidence shows this
is good. And
exactly. And it's almost, and Till's approach, which is just, it just feels really nice.
Yep. Does the work. Again, like, if it's a concept is good, then however you get to it is perfectly fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one of the techniques that I was doing to myself that I've done with almost all my clients since is, it's just like working the retinacula of the, at the ankle, and just kind of like push a very gentle kind of like pushing up around the, like,
yeah,
kind of with the intent, like a very, a little bit just below skin level, pushing up, like pulling up, like saying like, yeah, pushing up socks, but just like a gentle mobilization of the retinacula at the ankle. Like, that's really, really nice.
I would love that right now.
Yeah. And people really enjoy it. And the cool thing is that, like, I have one client, I can tell you one client story with it is, she is a client of mine who's a woman. I've been working with her for probably about 4 months at this point. We made some really huge, she would sprint. And it was like, she plays ultimate frisbee at a high level. So she's got to do a lot. She does a lot of sprinting, and she would sprint. And if she wasn't running, and they would practice on a soccer field. Soccer fields are great because they have lines on them. If she wasn't near a line, her sprint would always arc. She would always turn to her. She would always drift to the right. And
okay.
So one of the things we did a bunch of work, got her, and actually she was running into some other problems that, like, this was like a secondary or tertiary complaint that she had. And she's just like, yeah, I noticed this. It's weird. And so she had we found that she had like really limited dorsiflexion on one side and like tons and tons of it on the other. So my response was, you know, even just a few months ago, was like, first it felt like there was like a hard stop at one ankle. So I referred her to a chiropractor to see if they could get movement out of her ankle, and they could, and there was some good progress that got made there, but it was still limited. And we ended up, like, I used one of the techniques that I learned in Till's class, and it just, her whole ankle, it was called tibiotalar calcaneotalar release, or calcaneotibial release. And so it's just like holding on to the calcaneus with one hand and just like leaning on the bottom of the tibia at the talus, and just letting the weight in my arm kind of sit there, and everything just like clunked. And it was just like this, like a minute and a half, it just went like, there was just like this little clunk that happened. And I was like, I think that's what we were waiting for. And then she got up, and like both of her knees could travel way, way, way over her toes, as opposed to where she was before, where like one knee would travel super far forward and the other one would just get stuck. Like, knee would get to like the base of her toe and just stuck. And it was like, it's like, okay, well,
I guess that worked.
I guess we're on to something. And I had another client today who,
was coming in with like a, with a hip, like a little bit of a hip impingement. And, you know, we, you know, tested around, we approached it methodically and using some of Attila's techniques through, in this case, it was like a differentiation technique, which is just like an active movement where I was kind of encouraging the adductor and the hamstring to move independently of one another. And she gets up and she's like, well, that is the best I've ever squatted. And you're like, all right,
Whoa. Cool.
We're on to something.
So
that, and I think there's something to how much of it is active work. I really think that's, you know, once we've kind of addressed, I think once we've addressed kind of the basic level, like the reflex level of the nervous system, mm-hmm. I think the next thing that we can do is like, we start to look at what is done voluntarily.
Yeah.
And our work doesn't need to be passive. It can be active. And if we are working mm-hmm. actively, then maybe that makes a better effect at the nervous system level. I don't know, but I've been really, really pleased with what I've seen. Oh, plus I had a client who came in super like frozen shoulder, like constant, like mm-hmm. has had like on and off, on again, off again, frozen shoulder, like basically like he plays ultimate frisbee as well. And this actually like pulled some techniques out of the book. He plays ultimate, like every time he lands wrong, hits his yeah. shoulder on the ground. He's like, and it's out, and he's just out of commission for a month. And we, in one session, had him go from like, you know, 15 degrees to like over to like,
oh wow,
like 120 of shoulder abduction. It's like, or yeah, shoulder, yeah, abduction. It's like just right
okay.
there.
Okay.
It was yeah. so cool.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then as you mentioned, like the techniques itself are more like your body weight, so it's not forceful, it's more just waiting for the body to respond, so it's very soft on, or like easy on the therapist kind of, and I guess it's easy on the body too.
It has been in my experience. I'm uh-huh. still like all the techniques, there are right ways to do them and wrong ways to do them, and mm-hmm. the wrong ways to do them are the ones that are easier for me to do. And so I'm doing them mm-hmm. the wrong way, but I'm working on learning the right ways. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. okay, how do I not use my thumb for this? How do I use my forearm for this? How do I use a fist, yeah. a soft fist for this? And so, you know, kind of slowly figuring that stuff out, mm-hmm. but it is, yeah. I think in general, it is, you know, a lot of it is, weight and weight, W-E-I-G-H-T mm-hmm. and W-A-I-T. It's like those, mm-hmm. the two work out really, really well.
Mm. I like that. Yeah. It's a good t-shirt sign. Okay.
Yeah.
For massage therapists. Yes. Okay. So that sounds really good. And like having those results and everything. Do you know how long is the whole certification? Like how many modules are in there? So if this is like the lower limb, then maybe probably I would assume there's plenty of those, but
yeah, so of the principles there are seven principles.
Okay.
Arm, wrist, mm-hmm. shoulder, headaches, migraines, leg, knee, and foot, neck, jaw, and head, pelvis, hip, sacrum, spine, ribs, and low back.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have to do
that's pretty good grouping.
Yeah. So you have, so it ends up being 10 days of the core curriculum, 4 days of, they have specialty courses, and you have 4 days of those that you need to take. And then there's a handful of additional stuff. It's a pretty significant requirement. If someone's gone through the process with Till and has a CAMT, they've put in a lot of work. They've earned it. And they've invested a significant amount of time and a significant amount of money into learning this stuff.
But at the
same time, like I want to say this course cost me like $250 or something like that. It's like so freaking worth it.
Not bad at all. Yeah. Especially nowadays, especially what you get. It sounds like you get a lot of stuff. So that's awesome. Yeah, really cool. Okay. So on a scale from 1 to 10, this is the scale.
Is this our Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes, exactly, exactly. So how many tomatoes? So one is, of course, like the worst class you ever took. And then 10 is like the best. Everything is the top, top, top. Where does this class, like everything as in subject, technique, how well it's taught, like how well is it structured, what you get, like the actual like materials and all that stuff?
So I'm excited about it. So I have to like temper my excitement and see where I can go. Mm-hmm. I think from a techniques and application standpoint, it's a 10 for sure. I think this is like, this is the kind of course that I think anybody who works in our industry who has any control over what they do in session. Like, I don't think this stuff would be, it probably would be, but I wouldn't think it's appropriate necessarily in a spa session. I think it's much more, attuned to like the kind of session, like my sessions, which are all about like physically integrating the work. It's made for the kind of work that I do. So for me, it's a 10. I think for people that are doing the kind of, who have the kind of approach that I imagine the people who would be listening to this take, I think it's a 10 for sure. We'll see, like I'll reserve the ability to revise my score in the future. But I want to say that it is like, I'd say that I'm like an, I mean, because what even is the comparison point
if it's not a 10, like if I have to hesitate, I say it's like an 8 or a 9, because I'm sure, you know, as we talked about Connor's course too, there's like, I'm sure there's ways to improve and there's space to grow, but if you don't see it, but it's like kind of like, okay, like this is like, you know, if it's a 10, but if it's less than that, then it's an 8 or 9 because it's good or something like that. If I have major problems with the class, that's when I'm like, okay, this is a 4 and a 5. I'm like,
yeah, like that makes sense. I mean, like, honestly, it is a 10 right now for me. Mm-hmm. I think the only mm-hmm. thing that I wish were a little bit different, aside from it being online, like I would really enjoy this course in person. Mm-hmm. I would really, really enjoy that. I just think that there's like, because there are so many different parts of it, like, you know, there's like the practice sessions, the small groups, the discussion groups, and the live session, and the other things, the other parts of the online course. I think that's like, you know, that I think is just a little bit challenging. But it's still, I don't know how you can handle that better. I don't know how you can handle that better while also holding the whole process up to the standard that they hold it to.
Right. Yeah. So those are always hard to do by itself anyway. So yeah, that's good. Awesome. Anything else you would like to add or any details? But I guess it sounds like you definitely recommend this class for us, so yeah
for sure. Like, I'm looking forward to taking another one. I'm also looking forward to traveling to take one of these in person, because it is really
where's he located? Do you know?
In Oregon, US.
Okay
yeah. Or he might be in Colorado, I don't know, he's somewhere in the big country.
They're
like
always
big,
like that. Yeah.
He is west of where I am, I know that much. But I'm looking forward to, I look forward to taking another one, and I've definitely talked this one to death. But it is impressive how quickly and easily applicable it was.
That's awesome. Oh yeah. I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you for taking that class and telling us about it. Definitely piqued my interest. I'm going to look into that again and pick up Thinking Practitioner again. And in the show notes, we're going to write in probably the link to his website. And if you guys have any questions or any other experience about him or his classes or any kind of class, technically, let us know. And then we'll be back next week with some other topics. And thank you, Jeff, for telling us all about it. Now we know.
Yeah. Thanks for asking about it. It's exciting to share what's working.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening and talk to you guys next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode of Hands at the Table. If you got something out of this episode, have comments or topics you'd like us to cover, please let us know by tagging us on Instagram. Bori is at @restore_revive_therapy, and Jeff is at @justbreathemanualtherapy. We'd also appreciate if you can take a minute to leave us a rating, like, or review wherever you listen. It'll help other people find us. We'll see you next week.